我们感谢主啊，从今天跟明天有两天的社青联恩会。
Again, we thank the Lord, and today and tomorrow, we will have, the YASC.
啊，社青是我们教会的中间。
The young adult, are the pillars in the church.
啊，能够在属灵上加以造就，我们将来教会就会大大的兴旺。
If they can be cultivated and trained spiritually, and they will bring benefit to the church.
啊，所以我们祷告的时候为这两天的社青联会来代祷。
So in the prayer, please remember these 2 days, YASA.
让每一个来参加的都能够得到造就。
So all the participants can be edified.
我们一起来祷告。
Now let's kneel down, pray together in one accord.
愿大家平安。
May the peace of the Lord be with you.
啊，这两天我们会用差不多十节的时间啊，来查考十一节哈、啊，来提摩太前后书。
These 2 days we spend about 10 sections to study the first and the second epistles to Timothy.、啊、
在新约圣经里面，保罗一共写了大约13封的书信。
In the New Testament, Paul had written almost 13 epistles.
啊，如果希伯来书再加上去，就14封。
If Hebrew is counted, another one, then that will be 14 epistles altogether.
那保罗写的最后一封书信是提摩太后书。
The last episode was the second Timothy written by Paul.
在提摩太后书，保罗对他的生命有一个交代。
And Paul mentioned about his the end of his life and drawing a conclusion.
那美好的仗我打过了。
And I fought the most beautiful battle.
哦，当跑的路我跑尽了。
I've completed the path.
所信的道我守住。
And I keep the faith.
啊、哦，所以他等待要去领受那公义的冠冕。
And he is waiting to receive the crown of righteousness.
啊、哦，所以提摩太前后书是保罗写的最后两封书。
The first and the second epistles were the last two letters written by Paul.
接下去他就殉道了。
And he became a martyr.
啊，你想想看，当一个人要临死之前，啊，最重要的是什么？
What a person would do when he was facing his death.
啊，就是对他的儿子交代最重要的事情。
And he gave his last words to his son.
那通常我们在世界上人一个人要离世之前最重要就是交代财产在哪里。
The common people would normally took care of his wealth prior to his death.
但是保罗对提摩太交代什么？
But what did Paul tell Timothy prior to his death?
这个就是提摩太前后书我们所要学习的。
That we are going to study.In these 2 episodes.
那在提摩太前后书里面，保罗称提摩太是真的儿子。
In these 2 episodes, we notice that Paul called Timothy his real son.
我们看提摩太前书第一章。
Oh, his true son. Let's read 1 Timothy.
第一节第二节。
Chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
提摩太前书第一章第一节跟第二节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verses 1 and 2.
奉我们救主神和我们盼望基督耶稣之命，做基督耶稣的使徒保罗。第二节。
Verse 2.
写信给那因信主做我真儿子的提摩太。
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God, our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, our hope, to Timothy, my true son in the faith.
提摩太是在保罗宣道当中他所拣选的一个年轻人。
Timothy was chosen by Paul during his evangelical works.
他在保罗宣道的途中，他是保罗的同工。
He was also Paul's co-worker.
而且他也是保罗的助手。
He was also his assistant.
所以保罗打算在他工作结束的时候，把这个圣工交给提摩太。
So Paul, towards the end of his missionary works, pass over his duties to Timothy.
所以在提摩太前后书，保罗指示提摩太在教会中应该要怎么做。
So in these 2 epistles, Paul instructed Timothy what he was supposed to do in ministering the churches.
我们今天看我们教会的整个情况。
Let's take a look at our current situation in our church.
啊，所谓婴儿潮，就是战后所生的儿子，现在都已经快接近退休的年龄。
And those baby boomers are about in the age of retirement.
哦，那这些婴儿潮大部分都是从外国来到美国。
And most of them are immigrated from overseas.
当初很多都是从来美国读书开始的。
Most of them came as foreign students.
啊，虽然是读书，但是很多在圣工上相当有使命感。
And yet, they carry an important mission to the U.S.
相当的投入。
And they devoted a lot of effort in the church work.
所以我们真耶稣教会在美国，我们今天有22间教会跟祈祷所。
We have about 22 teachers, churches, and house prayers in the U.S.
但是这个婴儿潮面对退休。
Yet the baby boomers are facing retirement.
那在教会里面这个圣工也差不多迟早会交下来。
Sooner or later, all the works will be handed over to the next generation.
那谁要来接这个工作
？And then who will carry over the torches?
这个是我们今天真耶稣教会需要很认真去思考一个问题。
And this is an issue we should seriously consider.
因为现在在美国，差不多50岁以上重要的工人，大部分都是在台湾栽培出来的。
And most of the church workers in the church who are 50 years and above were cultivated and trained in Taiwan.
因为从50年代台湾就建设宗教教育，非常有系统的栽培青年。
Since 1950s, the Taiwan churches have established very systematic RE programs.
那接下去真耶稣教会要在美国兴旺发展，这就是这个婴儿潮的下一代要继续。
So the next generation of the baby boomers will carry over and continue the missionary works in the U.S.
这是一个不同文化、不同语言的社会。
And yet, this is a very different in cultural, in very different culture and language society.
所以，对在这里长大的年轻的一代，有更好的条件来在这个地方帮助圣工发展。
And those who were born and grew up in U.S. Having a better conditions to continue the sacred works in the U.S.
但是下一代能不能把圣工带往更发展的地步呢
？However, could the next generation carry the sacred works and make the church more prosper?
这个关键不在乎因为年轻或者有才能。
The key is not the young age or the skill.
这些都是很好的条件。
All this, of course, are good requirements.
关键在乎灵性。
The key is the spirituality.
就是要接棒的这一代有没有比要交棒的那一代更好的灵性
？Do they have a better or at least equal spirituality?
有更好的属灵预备。
Or they have even better spiritual preparations.
如果有更好的灵性、更好的属灵预备，我们可以预见将来的圣工一定会有更大的发展。
If they have better spirituality and also better better spiritual preparations, we are able then we can foresee a good hope in the future.
所以我们需要来接受训练。
Therefore, it's necessary for us to receive trainings.
我们也需要在圣工当中实际来操练。
And we also need to be trained and gain experiences in participating the sacred works.
使众人看出我们有长进。
And so the others may be able to observe that we have made progresses.
能够很放心的把圣工交给我们。
And they can pass over and hand over the torch with confidence.
做工是需要人的。
We need manpower and human resources to carry out the sacred works.
有时候我们发现信徒很多。
Sometimes we may notice that there are a lot of members.
但是要找一个工作，找一个人来负责，找不到人。
Yet it's very hard to find someone that can actually participate and work.
不是没有才能，世界上都是最好的教育，在公司都是很有成就的。
And most of them received good education and become very successful in the world.
但是如果能够接上属灵的操练跟训练，我们就可以找到更多的工人， 来教会服事。
If they can have a good spiritual cultivation, then they will be able to continue the sacred works.
所以保罗在提摩太前后书需要对提摩太有一个很正确的引导跟指示。
Therefore, Paul wrote these two epistles to Timothy, providing him good the guidance and instructions.
那在提摩太前书里面，我们可以看到六章里面有三个重点。
In the first epistle, especially in the first six chapters, there are three important points mentioned.
第一个重点就是要提防虚伪的教义。
One has to be aware of the false doctrines.
这个在第三节讲，中文传作写作异教，英文有三种翻译。
In English, there are three translations.
一个叫 different doctrines， 不同的教义。
Different doctrines。
那另外一个叫做 false doctrine， 假的教义。
False doctrine。
还有一个叫做错误的教义。
Or the wrong doctrine or other doctrine。
就是有三个不同的翻译。
So there are three different translations of the wrong doctrine。
所以保罗要把这个工作交给提摩太，他最关心的一件事情就是要持守教义的纯正。
What Paul the most concerned about is one have to keep the pure doctrine or the pure teaching.
为什么今天真耶稣教会跟一般教会不同？
Why does the TJC different from the others?
它的不同不是因为这个教会的名字加上一个真。
It's not because the name True Jesus Church.
这个不同是一种本质上的不同。
The major difference is the spiritual difference,
就是
the actual difference.
它里面传的教义是神启示给我们的教义。
And all the doctrines preached were revealed by God directly.
那这个教义就是当时使徒教会所传的教义。
These are the doctrines was exactly the same as the apostle churches.
但是到了第二世纪，因为圣灵离开了，这个教义已经在教会里面消失。
Unfortunately, in the second century of AD, the church began to preach the wrong doctrines. Then the Holy Spirit will no longer dwell in the church.
那一直到二十世纪，圣灵降临，再一次启示初代的工人，所以真耶稣教会的建立。
And until the early 20th century, the Holy Spirit revealed our early workers, resulting the establishment of the True Jesus Church.
第二个就是圣灵。
Secondly, is the Holy Spirit.
真理跟圣灵是连在一起的。
And the truth and the Holy Spirit are together.
如果我们教会发展得很快，
if the church has been developing so rapidly,
但是我们传的道理跟初代神启示使徒的不一样，我们教会已经变质了。
And yet we preach the wrong doctrine. Yet we preach the doctrines differ from the early church.
但是我们相信这个不会发生。
Then the church will astray, but we believe that this will never happen in TJC.
因为末世的真教会，这是神的旨意。
And it is the will of the church, of God to establish the TJC at the end time.
但是神所要的工人一定是对神所启示的道理有信心，而且能够把它持续下去的。
God expects His workers will have confidence and strong faith in His doctrines, and will be able to continue to preach the pure doctrine.
这是第一个保罗所关心的。
This is the first concern of Paul.
就是在教会里面不可以传异教。
In the church, one should not and should never preach the other doctrines.
那第二个。
Secondly,
保罗很注重教会里面要有次序。
And Paul also look upon the order in the church.
因为教会是一个身体。
The church is a body.
身体是有秩序的。
And the body has his systematic order.
教会是一个家庭。
The church is also a family.
虽然充满了爱，但是家庭是有秩序的。
Although a family is full of love, and yet a family should have correct order.
那教会是每一个信徒从各社会的各种不同的阶层所来的。
And the members are from a different, all the members have different society, social backgrounds.
从不同的文化来的。
They have different culture. They have different cultures.
但是形成一个教会，这个教会需要有次序。
And yet they form a church, and this church must have order.
所以这是第二节、第二章跟第三章。
This are covered in chapter 2 and chapter 3.
那从第四章到第六章。
from chapter 4 to chapter 6.
就是保罗对提摩太的勉励。
The encouragement of Paul to Timothy.
怎么样做一个忠心的仆人。
And how to be a good minister or a faithful minister of Christ.
这是非常重要的。
And these are very important points.
这是提摩太前书的三个重点。
These are the three essential points of the first epistle to Timothy.
第一个，持守纯正的教义。
Keeping good faith.
第二个，维持次序。
Maintaining the order in this household.
第三个
，Thirdly,
做忠心的仆人。
And be a good minister.
那在第一章里面。
In chapter 1,
我们可以看到两种的教师。
There are two different kinds of so-called teachers.
他们传两种不同的内容。
And they preach two different kinds of doctrines.
然后对教会产生两种不同的反应。
And resulting two different reactions.
在第一章我们大概可以看得出来。
We can basically see this, this kind of contents in chapter 1.
那结论，第一章的结论就是要为真道打美好的仗。
So the conclusion of chapter 1 is to fight the good battle for the faith, for the truth.
提摩太要接续保罗打美好的仗。
Timothy will continue the works of Paul to fight the good warfare.